What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Lomi, I need a crazy train or a Quad City DJ or something to do with trains, royalty-free, yeah, ASAP, lover.
I'm working on it.
I know you are, baby.
The problem, I found one that's pretty decent, but yeah. I don't think it's royalty free because it has lyrics in it.
Right. Yeah. Maybe even a choo choo or something. Just something. Because like I can usually get everything cleared except that. I try to get that trimmed out, and it doesn't. Then it won't trim, and then it won't. Then it won't mute, and then it.
Just record that.
Over and over?
Yeah.
That thing is worn out as much as you. I mean, you go crazy with that fucking thing.
I know.
Is that the one we got in Daytona?
Somebody probably shoved in your sniz.
That's this one.
Oh, that one.
You got one? All right, so, dude, that's the... All I can picture is a train whistle going up on a sniz.
Up my sniz!
It's actually hers. She won it.
On the boardwalk?
Yeah.
You did a boardwalk, Willie?
Yeah, it was actually really fun. I really enjoyed that. Excuse me.
It's a Bubble Love Sponge after show. And it's where we can do pregnant pauses like that and not feel so awkward. Like when you're on regular, when you're on terrestrial radio.
Keep moving.
You know, you got to pam, 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 pam. In fact, I need to learn how to fucking do more pregnant pauses on regular radio.
Mm.
But I think it sounds old.
Jim Rome does it a little bit, though.
Yeah, but he's the master.
Because there's been times that I listen to Jim Rome, and I feel like I might have turned my phone off or something, because it's like...
Or you could be just listening to VAR, and it's usually off.
No, we're good on that.
Are we?
Yeah, with lightning strikes.
Is that what we're blaming it on now? Like Brad, like Woody? Lightning strikes?
20.
Yeah, I'm going with Woody.
3 weeks, 2 days.
We're still not back up? I thought we were.
No, we're back up. It's been back up since I think Monday. I did get in a little bit of a fight with Big Woody, though.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Oh, I don't care if they cancel me off that station.
Oh, no.
I threatened to quit.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'm like, if you guys can't be full power when I need you. I mean, literally, I was getting Mark Tate and all these people to listen to me on 820 wearing me out. Be like, Tate got into a full-blown fight with me. He's like, hey, fucker. I'm like, what? Call me. That's how Tate's messages go. And I call him. He goes, you get canceled off 820? And I go, no. They're having like some kind of transmitter problems.
820 got canceled off 820.
And he goes, you're lying. And I go, okay, well, let me do me a favor then. What time is it right now? He's like, 3. I go, turn on 820. And he's like, I go, see, it's not just my show. Because if they canceled my show, first of all, there'd be another. They just don't, when they cancel your show, they just don't run static.
They just turn off the transmitter.
Well, you know, Tate doesn't seem to, you know, he doesn't quite know the radio business like we
do. It's like CB radio. When you're not transmitting, it's just off.
Well, right.
I think there was like 10 people that were like, you guys got canceled off 820.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I just dropped bass. Hello.
Hey, it's Trickney.
Hi, Trickest of Knees. Thank you so much for how generous you've been, my friend.
Oh, I love you, of course. I'm in the car, so I have Bluetooth on, sorry. But I just wanted to call you and tell you that I just saw that on Netflix they're doing a documentary about John McAfee and his crazy ass life.
Yeah, we played the...
We talked about it yesterday.
The trailer yesterday, and I think it comes out maybe today.
It does, today.
What time? Is it out? Because I might watch it tonight.
I will check. It should be out by tonight. They did say Wednesday, so I will check.
Yeah. How you doing, the Triggers of Knees?
I'm good. I've had to miss shows because when you
miss shows, are you Bubba Army enough to go back like download it and listen?
Oh yeah, all I put on in my car is Bub Army Radio.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what else would I listen to?
Exactly.
Dean Evac listens to all the shows, but he's like backed up a few days. He texted me a few days ago, and he was like, "Oh man, I'm in the Hall of Fame. That's so awesome!" Thank you.
It
was like,
Are you kidding me?
It was like three or four days after we did
that's
it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny. Can you imagine he's listening to the show and he's like, "It's literally 3 days old." He's like, and that's the first time he finds out about it.
It was.
Yeah,
he listens to all of them, but sometimes he's a couple days behind.
Where's Dean Evac? Like, what state does Dean Evac live?
Colorado.
Oh, he's Colorado. Cool. Be interesting to see where all the state. Like, I know Scott Landers and Cable Dog from Indiana, right?
Yep.
Fildo. Yes, Trickney, what were you going to say?
Well, speaking of Indiana, so my grandparents lived in Maryville. I don't know if you know that area.
Absolutely, home of the Holiday Star.
Yeah, you played a show there.
Yeah, I did a show there. Hobart, Hobart Brickies.
Hobart, I thought they were mixers.
No, Hobart is home. Their mascot for the high school is the Hobart Brickies.
Makes sense.
Look it up.
Okay.
And I actually think Blitz the famous slicers, the Hobart slicers.
I'm saying the mixers, slicers, all that.
I think that's all from Hobart, Indiana, too.
Okay.
And then Valparaiso.
Valparaiso, yes.
Valpo.
I was born in Naperville,
which is right outside of Chicago in the 708.
Weren't you on the air there at some point?
Yeah, I was on 98. I was on B96 and then WLS FM, Hell 94.7.
And I lived in Kalamazoo.
Ew.
Kazoo.
That chick Rebecca.
Whatever.
Remember the original, the original Rebecca is from, she lives in Kalamazoo now, I think.
Hmm. And we have the same birthday. We're practically related.
You're 423?
Yes.
Well, Bubba Light should just give me permission to blast you. We have so much, in common.
But what if we're related?
Bubba Light's going to be mad as fuck at me now. He's like, come on, dude. I mean, of all fucking things for you to do.
Pa-pow!
Is to say that you're going to fuck Ashley. I mean, goddamn. I mean, fuck, I don't do it. I mean, I'm number one. I'm not fucking number one, but goddamn, Bubba Light. And next thing I fucking know is I hear you under saying you're going to fuck my wife, my girl. Fuck.
It's Ashley's fault. She started out with a whole bunch of Indiana stuff.
Yeah, it's Ashley's fault.
Don't flip out, Nick. I'm just funning.
How are things going with Bubba Light?
Great.
Nice.
It's been almost a year.
Are you guys still together?
Yeah.
You guys still blasting?
She says it's great. I would assume that's what she meant.
Well, you never know, Bubba Light. Goddamn, Bubba Light. I got, four or five crickets going on here, Bubba. I got one here.
Say that.
No, I'm talking about Bubba Light back in the day when he was running the cricks. You'd heard him on the air, too, now. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. Like that. What was that woman they took out to dinner?
Goddamn, I took this one bitch out. She ate fucking like $36 worth of tacos.
Yeah, he filmed her.
And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to try to get out of here, dine and dash. And then the bitch blew me in my Beamer. Fuck.
Yeah, no, I've heard those stories.
That's what attracted her to him.
Lummy, have you got a hold of Fildo at all?
The John McAfee comes out 3 a.m. And on Fildo, I'm working on that.
Hold on. 3 a.m.
today.
It's
already out. It's ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now is Fildo mad at me or something?
No, he's not mad at you. He's been super busy.
Listen, I hope out of everybody that's been inducted to the Hall of Fame that we don't get anybody that like holds out last minute. And it's really the most, it's the highest honor you can get. So I hope that you expeditiously, Anna, did I use that correctly?
Yes.
Get us your photos, please. Please. I beg of you.
Please, please.
Please, please.
All right, guys, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Ashley.
Say hi and let you know about something that you already know about. So there's that.
Ashley, I love you to death. You're fucking royalty to the nth degree, but this Bluetooth shit is killing me. Fuck.
I know. So I'm going to go.
Fuck.
All right, see you later. Bye. Piss me off.
This is a hop.
Piss me off, you fucking jerk. You're on my nerves.
Hey, so, Bubba, I brought some Celsius Heats if you want to try one. I also brought the new, it's not super new, but the new Coke flavor.
What's the new Coke flavor now?
With the small bubbles.
You ever notice Blitz is on the fucking cutting edge of everything?
It's called Coke Dream World.
I know.
Whether it's Coke or drones, he's on it.
From Coke,
cars,
drones, planes,
iPhones,
trains, fucking
gizmos,
internet,
gadgets, chicken sandwiches.
He knows it.
He just knows
what,
everything.
What
Bob.
Restaurants got like a 2-day fucking deal of some fish sticks?
Oh yeah, he knows.
He knows it.
He knows.
But how do you know? Like, are you like that well read, or like, do you just have some real kick ass websites that you go to that tell you all this shit?
Yeah,
I mean a little bit of both, but probably more the latter actually.
So do you have like a honey hole of websites? You're like, I can go there and pretty much get a cross section of what I'm into.
Yeah,
like, do you have an aviation site that you go to?
I've got a few.
Okay, and do you got like a computer site because you're into computers?
Yep,
right?
I got a few of those and a few like drones. Stuff and some fireworks.
What are you most into, like, out besides Anna's vagina? What are you the most into? Now, if I be, would you not agree that I'm probably one of your top five friends in life?
Yeah.
Okay. So as
you're one through four.
As your friend, fuck you, Anna. Are you saying I'm that fat or I'm
no,
just that,
no, no, no.
Oh.
I just mean like you take a lot of up of his
I
life.
I don't take a lot of his. It's tough
in
listen,
a good way,
but it is also tough.
A lot
to
of
be,
his youth.
No, but it's also tough. I know I take a lot. Shut the fuck up,
no,
God
shit.
Damn you, yappy bitch.
Yeah,
fuck.
But it's amazing.
What I'm saying is, it's tough to have a best friend that you work with because a lot of your friendship
yeah.
time is work time.
Mm.
And you don't really, Blitz and I don't hang out as friends much at all.
No.
And we hung out, and I was like a little bitch. He was in the back, and I was working on my car lift and shit. And he was getting me some fucking bar oil for my chainsaw.
Yep.
And we actually hung out for like, what'd you say, 15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Just bullshitting.
A few days ago.
And it was so cool.
It was.
But so, Anna, it's tough to be a guy's boss and his best friend and then have his significant other work for me where you will feel that I'm taking a lot of his personal time up where I don't think I take a lot of his personal time up.
Okay.
But do I?
Well, no. I mean, it's his job. So it's expected.
And not only is he, but he's also like the operation, like he's not just.
Oh, I understand his importance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's very high paid and he's very high maintenance. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? So sorry.
Mm. I'm high maintenance?
He is, but he isn't.
I'm not at all.
No, you're just dry.
I'm just realistic.
But he is good at pointing out the flaws in things.
Realistic with a negative kicker.
No.
Realistic with a negative delivery?
Kind of.
Closer?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially when we eat and stuff, he'll always point out something that isn't quite right.
Realistic with a negative delivery. Yeah,
that's
good.
I think that's fair.
No, it's more like realistic with a realistic delivery.
Shut up.
Don Hendel the third, $100 on the Venmo.
10 star.
That's Hen?
Yeah, yep. 10 star.
Donald Hendel the third.
I love that guy.
He's great.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
I was asking if you wanted a Celsius Heat or if you wanted the new Coca-Cola flavor.
So I want both.
Oh.
Well, no. How about
which one do you want today?
Is it what's the Coke one?
It's called Coke Dream World.
Yeah. I like to get in there. Lemmy,
you want one?
Yes, please.
Anna, would you like to taste it?
And Blitz, thank you for getting that shit.
Of course.
I'll bring it in just a second.
Thank you, Blitz.
Well, thank you.
That's so awesome.
You know, we should make like as a punishment for Blitz, make him have to be Blitz nice guy one day.
Isn't he a nice guy right there just for being
I'm always nice guy.
Coke. Wow.
You take it wrong, it's your fault.
I guess that's what Blitz is.
Anna, deep down, does he like me or does deep down he hate me?
He loves you.
No, for real,
he does.
Yeah. And do you like me more than you used to?
Oh, absolutely. My love grows for you every day.
Well, don't say that. Then I'll get heat with him. It's a slippery slope.
It's weird. I heard a loud laugh in the hallway where I think Blitz is actually at right now. There's a really loud laugh when she answered that. And I think that's Blitz being.
Blitz being
honest.
A negative motherfucker.
No, not negative. Maybe he's, like you said, he's. He's
all right,
honest.
So the Fildo's not mad at me.
No. He's not mad at you at all.
Do you think we're going to be able to get pictures from the Fildo?
Yeah, I don't think that would be a problem.
Okay. Oh, they're little mini willies?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to. They're blue. They're 90. Oh, they're not. They're 9. They're not.
Coke Zero?
They're
no, regular Coke.
Oh, okay.
So this is a this isn't like a Diet Coke or a zero deal. This is a full blown Coke deal. This is like a full blown Coke deal.
Yeah, Coca Cola.
Okay.
And they're small, so you could have like six of them.
Yeah. They're 90 calories.
No, it's not bad.
So six would kill you.
Yeah. 24 carbs. Cheers.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah.
Oh, that's...
Now, are they offered in the larger? Are they or is part of the gimmick this little 7.5er?
You know, I don't know. They've been out for a little bit, but I've only seen them in the small ones lately, so I just figured that's good.
That's kind of a weird aftertaste.
Yeah, but I like it.
It's not bad. It's just
it's got a little vanilla feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Blitz, what's the gimmick on them?
I forget. They don't. And the new thing though is they have these weird names. They don't tell you what it's supposed to taste like.
They want you to tell them what you think it tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you have to buy it and try it.
Yeah. Social media buzz.
Yeah. So then all Dream the people go
so
crazy.
Like, oh, hey, you know, formerly BTLS Radio and the Bubba Army Twitter. Before Caveman and the trolls took it. You know, it really pisses me off so bad that I don't have a Twitter.
Because it's
such a great tool.
It is, but it's less important now. But
you know, it's a great tool. We had, you know, some really pretty good numbers. At one time, 131,000. Now, I don't know. You know, they clean it every once in a while. And I don't know what we really had. But I think they cleaned it one time and we were down to like 119 or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, that would be nice. That would be really a good tool for us to have. And I'm honest to God. I don't know if it was you or Blitz. I was talking to Babyface about maybe trying to sue him.
Oh.
And because, I mean, I really got fucked on that deal. Hello, Blitz. Do you know? And you've never really like you don't want to. Hold on a second, sir. And you've just never really wanted to tell me. Do you have an idea as to why we got canceled?
I know way less than you do.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't get all the emails they sent.
Okay. So we really don't really know, except you know, sections 1 through 544. One of those. Hello.
Oh.
This tastes interesting.
That's what I'm saying. It has a like, weird taste.
But it's you know what. It's brilliant because we can't put our thumbs on it.
You can't nail what it is.
And that's what they want.
Yes. Coca-Cola says it tastes like dreams.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike from New Jersey. How are you?
Good. I'm drinking one of these Dreamcatcher deals or something.
Dreamcatcher.
Hey, how'd your lunch with Lasker go?
I haven't had lunch with Lasker yet.
Ah. That's...
I've been I'm today after the show I got to go do my chicken sandwich review and then I'm going to clean up pine needles in the front and then it'll be about time for me to start my pill regimen. Then I actually want to go home and watch that John McAfee thing tonight. So then that puts you to tomorrow. Tomorrow I got the after show. I got Brian and Gina on for the regular show. Then we'll probably does Brian stay for the after show?
Normally,
all right.
Sometimes for the after show, he stays for the rest of the show. And then sometimes for the after show.
Okay,
depends on what he's got going on.
All right, so he could or could not stay tomorrow. I can maybe get my Laskers tomorrow, but it's on my list. I got this microphone that needs powder coated.
You guys are on speaking terms now. Everything's all right.
No, we're not on speaking terms. We texted each other about a month ago that we, you know, we would like to, you know, maybe kind of patch up our indifferences. And he said, you know, swing, bring your fat ass by the shop one day. So one of these days I'm going to swing by there. It's just pretty much open-ended. And I'm going to have the merch crick videotape it. I mean, like from the time that I walk my ass into the door. So it'll be very organic. It's something you're definitely going to want to see.
But it's all because Janessa was sitting in his seat one day, right? That was the big...
Yeah, I mean, he was mad because, you know, Gene said, let me tell you something, Mama, I'm supposed to be in that seat next to the... No, you're really not, Gene. Stop with the nonsense. Right. And realistically, I mean, now that all my co-hosts have been with me for help, does it really matter what fucking seat you're in?
It does not. It never has.
It never has.
No.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Yeah, but that one says his microphone, too.
I know.
Because you have to number them.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't say,
they're just
hey,
numbered. It doesn't mean that one's better than the other one.
No, I mean, and there's not one person in here that's been doing radio with me for however long that can say any microphone means a certain pecking order of anything.
It does not.
It doesn't. It does so not.
Kind of the way you set up the studio, too.
And it logistically
disagrees. He said number two is the best ever.
No, no, listen, it's hot over here. No, but hold on, it's hot over here. But realistically, the way you set up the studio is not like a normal radio station where, you know, maybe the, like how back in the day Brent was like right next to you.
Yeah, but logistically, just board wise, just the way my board's set up, I have to have them.
They're numbered clockwise.
Yeah,
that's so literally, that's how they got the numbered.
Yeah.
Starts with you, you're one, that makes sense. And then it goes clockwise.
Right. And it by the way that you're set, by the way that you're in, you know, yeah, logistically where you're sitting is, you know, one, yep, two, three, four, yeah, and then not,
it's,
your
not
five.
A, it's not a pecking order. Just, you know, they just have to be numbered. And that, yeah, happens the way they're numbered.
But Lasker, number two, Mike, man, you know, I've been here more than that whore has. You know, fuck that. Okay, Gene.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just textbook Lasker. That's the stuff he used to do on Sirius. He'd disappear for a couple of years and come back.
Yeah, that's textbook Gene. Textbook Gene. It's textbook Gene in life, whether I'm on the air or off the air. He gets pissed. It's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So the other day, too, you said you were talking to somebody up at Sirius. Is there a chance that maybe, is it somebody, like, within the hiring?
It's somebody that's really high up, and, you know, they pretty much have told me that they don't have any plans after Howard. They've not even begun that process, and I told the guys, like,
if they know they'll be around after Howard.
I mean, realistically, SiriusXM is a shell of its former self. It really is, and they're really, and the person I spoke to, I'm not mentioning names, the person that I spoke to said they are really, Pandora that they bought is really a shithole, and it's losing money like you wouldn't believe, and like Blitz, within the SiriusXM world, they're trying to aggregate as much as they can to Pandora to fix it because it fucked up. So, or Spot, which one do they buy? They bought
Pandora.
Pandora. That's like, is that even a thing? Is Pandora even a thing?
No.
I mean, Blitz, you're Johnny Internet. Is Pandora even a thing?
Yes and no. It's
almost like Napster.
Yeah.
It's
kind of
still
outdated.
Around, but it's not like it was. And
no.
It never really
they got bamboozled on that bullshit.
Spotify,
sure did.
I mean, how much did they? Alexa, how much did SiriusXM pay for Pandora?
Here's something I found on the web. According to TheVerge.com, SiriusXM is acquiring Pandora for $3.5
billion. Yeah, 3.5 fucking, that's why they're all freaked out right now. Because that's a shithole. Now I just pretty much insured the fact I won't go back there.
Yeah, a lot of people just, like myself, drop the service. They just got tired of a lot of it.
Well, like I told the guy, I told my friend, I'm like, you know, are you going to completely abandon the people that you paid Howard over $1 billion, like $1.3 billion, $1.4 billion, to get that type of, you know, male 25-54, your audience, you know, to be a subscriber. Now you're just going to throw that away? Wouldn't you want to bring somebody in that could potentially retain Howard's audience, or are you just going to throw that away? They put $1.3 billion into a guy. You're not going to try to keep that together. You said what now?
Even if they put you guys on some jobber channel, like when you, I mean, listen, we all know, like you said, 06, 07, all the way up to 09, when you and Pharrell and everybody, it was like a constant flow. It was almost like, obviously it was separate shows, but it was one, everybody knew about the whole entire channel. It was 100 or 101. You know,
and well, it just really, we all got along. We all promoted each other. It was all great radio. It was from Howard till when Scotty was done. It was just all great radio. It was probably collectively one of the best, you know, group, one of the best periods of radio in a long time.
And
I don't know that it'll ever be emulated. Scotty is doing other shit. Howard's probably going to retire in 2.5 years. Certainly am not on that, you know, not on that forum, so to speak. Don't need to be.
Right.
Would like to be. No, I'd love to be. I love their global thumbprint and the ease of it. But it's becoming less and less sexy by the day. And their programming philosophy, quite frankly, is horrible.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm not going to badmouth the guy, but I was a continual Howard fan for years and listened to him. I just can't listen to his show anymore. It's not for me.
I appreciate
if it wasn't
that.
For him, I wouldn't know who you are, but I gravitated more towards liking your show. I was always on pins and needles when you were going to resign or not. Like a couple times you had Greenstein on and you let him say that you re-signed, and then he would just like quickly hang up. Like it seemed like he wanted nothing to do with me.
Yeah, he hated me. He hated me. And listen, Howard may not be your cup of tea nowadays, but you'll never hear me say anything other than an absolute respect for that guy. He just lost his dad, and he's been such a very dear we've stayed close, and he's said some very nice things about me. And I wouldn't be sitting where I'm at today, you know, being able to make a living in radio if it wasn't for the, you know, the global brand he helped me establish when I worked for him.
Right. And I, as a listener, wouldn't know who you were if it wasn't for him. It's just, like you're talking about Sirius being shell. Again, not to badmouth him, but his show is also like a shell of what it was also.
Well, I mean, things change in life, and my show is a shell of it, what it used to be as well. And and as he gets older and, you know, is becomes more interview-based, I get it. I get it. And listen, I'm completely different than I used to be.
Right, and I'll tell you something. I love those out-of-control shows that you at your shows and smoking about. That you had on 101.
We can't do that. But we couldn't do those shows again. Right. Like in today's world,
even on Sirius, you couldn't do those shows.
No, even if I was on Sirius, I wouldn't be able to do those shows.
But your show today is absolutely fantastic. It's great. You're on the edge of everything you do. You toe the line of being canceled. You know what I mean? Not to say you do anything that would cause you to be canceled, but
I can be canceled. I can be canceled at any time. You don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, we don't try to get
that's
canceled. But
that's likable.
I mean, I could piss off Blitz, that motherfucker pull the plug. We could cancel ourselves. Right. We don't even know.
I'll set that thermal paint off.
Well, show's fantastic. I got more and more people listening, but you guys are definitely steadily coming back up to where you are.
We're getting some great traction on YouTube. We really are.
Yep.
And that's where we got to concentrate on. We really do. And I need everybody that listens to the show to you know, help us grow our YouTube channel. That's what we got to do.
I'll go on there and I'll like it. I'll thumb it. But when you work, like myself all day outside, it's kind of hard to flip on YouTube. Like, I'll stream on my computer and I won't even look at it. You know what I mean? So during the day is the problem. Is it? Obviously, you know, everybody works during the day.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to go home at night and, you know, you're going to start searching for YouTube videos, you know?
So, all right, Bubba. Listen, I got to go. See you later. Appreciate it. Go to my OnlyFans account. That's the best $10 you could ever spend.
There you go.
And you can jack your D. Oh, another phone call. Maybe we can talk about police officers for the next 40 minutes.
Firefighters. God almighty.
Maybe firefighters.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
As long as we're talking about sort of past people like Lasker, whatever happened to Jabberjaw?
Jabberjaw, oh, Jesus, I got so fucked on that.
She went to the bad side, the dark side.
Here's what happened. Here's the truth. And, Lummy, I think you were here. Blitz, I don't know that you were here, but I think you know the story.
Yeah.
So, Jabberjaw's my executive producer, and I think she's doing a wonderful job. And Gargiulo, that used to work for Mike Calta, got fired or quit or some bullshit. And you know, I'm like, you know what? I like that guy. I like some of the guest city books. I like that guy. So I went to Jabberjaw, and I said, listen, let me, you can back me up on this. I said, listen, you're going to be the executive producer, and he's going to report to you. But I want him to concentrate on guests and things like that so that you can concentrate on other parts of the show. And, you know, the prep, the audio that I need. And then I want him, I want to emphasize, Kim, that he is not your boss, you're his, and that, you know, that's the way it is. Well, she got flipped the fuck out and quit. She quit in December. She quit like December 21st or something like that. And, you know, mad as fuck that she, you know, so my, at that time I did offer employee insurance, you know, the bottom hadn't fallen out yet. And so, but my insurance, you know, was due on the 15th. They took, my bill was the 15th. And she quit, and I had to offer her like COBRA or something like that, whatever the law offers. And then on the 15th, you know, upon my monthly renewal pay, I canceled her from insurance, you know, because she no longer worked here. So she had insurance from like the 21st to like the 15th. Well, on the 16th or 17th, she went to the doctor for like some girl stuff, like pap smear, birth control, you know, whatever girl stuff does. And she had like a $25 copay or something that she didn't. anticipate because she thought she had insurance. She was notified that she did not have insurance. And then she went completely off on me. Completely went off. Went on social media, was doing the Bubba Who stickers, which I later found out Hamill had printed. Isn't that bullshit? Isn't that absolute bullshit? So, so what am I as an employer? I mean, Anna, if you quit, you know, today, and we even had health insurance, you quit today, and then September 15th came around, and I call, you know, instead of paying for you that you no longer work here, I canceled your insurance. Mm-hmm. You went to the doctor a couple days later, found out that you don't have insurance. What? How the fuck is that my problem?
It's not.
How am I the bad guy for that?
What did she expect? Like,
I don't know.
That just to be on your insurance forever?
Or? I guess. So that's what happened with Jabberjaw. And it all, you know, I loved Jabberjaw. She helped me prevail in the MJ case. She really did. Her testimony helped me tremendously. She's very talented. She's a fellow Packer fan. But, you know, that, am I embellishing the story at all?
No.
No. I mean.
Not at all.
There's not.
And Lummy would tell you the truth.
He would.
I would.
Sure. I wish Blitz knew the story because he would tell the truth.
No, I'm telling you the truth, Bubba.
I mean, that's what I heard, but I wasn't around then, so I...
Bubba, I'm telling you the truth because, I mean, I think she blocked me on Twitter, social media. She stopped talking to me a while ago, so...
Yeah, I got...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't know why.
When I came back here, I got blocked.
Anyway, buddy, thank you, bud. Oh yeah, and then you know Nikki started with her bullshit, and then when Nikki filed those charges on me, and then Jabberjaw was like, you know, retweeting her, and he's a fucking monster, and I could, you know, he's a fucking woman beater.
Yeah, because they hung out a lot.
And all this bullshit, and then Heather got involved, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Jesus. Hello.
Bubba, it's Mark.
Mark the Frog.
Mark the
Frog. Going to PEI to pick up some fucking potatoes.
Yeah, hey. I can't go to the States because I got hemmed up on a weed charge back in 75. Hey?
I'm in Toronto. I just delivered a load of potatoes here, and I'm getting back to Montreal.
You know, notice that Mark's always got potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
From PEI.
Yeah, I loaded frozen vegetables at Versicold.
What?
Versicold's a cold storage.
Oh, Versicold.
Yeah, Versicold.
I got a load of frozen vegetables.
What kind?
Potatoes.
I'm not sure. All kinds of, it's a mix, I guess. I'm not sure.
So what do you got going? But Mark the Frog, how do you listen to us? Bub Army Radio, the app, TuneIn, what?
Bubba Army Radio since 2011, and before that it was Sirius.
What's that again? I'm checking my texts.
B-A-R.
Bubba Army since 2011, but then I've been listening since 2006, since January of 06.
Yeah, I know, but did you always been, you didn't listen to Bubba Army Radio back then now, did you?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening since the first day you came on the air with Howard.
I know, but that was on, that wasn't on, through Bob Army Radio.
No, Bob Army Radio only came out, what, in 11?
Yes, Mark.
Yeah. So, I love the show, man.
Hold on, I'm looking at my rings. Well, we love you too, Mark the Frog. There was a time where you pissed me off. I forget what it was.
What'd he do?
Oh, he knows what he did.
Hey, Kevin, I want to know, did Kevin win? I haven't been up on the news.
Now we all hate you.
I don't know.
No, he did not win.
Oh, my God.
Right? You have to stay in Canada now.
Yeah. How could that be possible?
Well, more people voted for the other lady.
Right.
Well, I figured that part. Jeez. I downloaded the show. I'll probably stop at home tonight and download.
Yeah, you got beat. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's just fucking absolute bullshit. It's what it is. I was looking at some texts and shit. Figured this would be a good time to do it. But yeah, he got beat by this fucking, basically this, social media bitch. I mean, I will tell you, man, she's hot as fuck, but is she a politician that I want to represent me, my family, if I live in Pinellas County? Probably not.
Fucking bullshit is what it is.
It is.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, I don't hate this Coke. I mean, it just gotta, it's Coke-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't buy it.
I do like a regular Coke, though. I like a nice film cutter. It'll cut the film.
I used to love Coke, but not anymore.
You mean cocaine or Coca-Cola?
Yeah, cocaine.
Yeah. you loved the cocaine, did you not?
Yeah, it's been about 10 years now.
Did you used to chalk up a big-ass, big-ass guardrail, kid?
All kinds.
How much Coke could you go through on a weekend bender, being Mark the Frog out of Toronto?
I would snort about an 8-ball a night.
A night?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know anything about Coke. Is that a lot?
3.5 grams.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know that much about Coke either, even though people have labeled me as a Cokehead.
I don't think anymore. Now that we were Blitz, I think Blitz put an end to that.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Blitz.
You're welcome.
Blitz says, I'm not going to be with some bitch that does coke. That's
I was
ratchet.
Doing it pretty much every weekend.
That's ratchet.
I don't even drink anymore.
That's lame.
No, I can't say that. But but not a heavy drinker.
Not at all.
Yeah, she is.
I do enjoy green, though. I love the smoke,
Yeah, well, we all do. I mean, please. That's.
I don't.
Yeah. So nothing wrong with that, my friend. I mean, if you don't like to smoke, then you're a fucking square. I mean, I know people I know people that had no on medical marijuana when it went through here in Florida. It was Amendment 2. And so they had signs yes or no on 2. Yes meaning you wanted it, no meaning you didn't. I actually know people that had no on 2 signs in their lawn, Blitz, that now smoke weed.
Now, the first time that they tried and it failed, I was against it then. And not because of the weed, but because the bill itself had all kinds of other shit that had nothing to do with weed in it. But the second time around, absolutely.
The first time, was it all muddied up with some bullshit?
Well, yeah, it had money for museums and fucking, just a bunch of bullshit that had nothing to do with it.
Right.
So, and it was a bunch of bad stuff that I didn't like. But it didn't pass.
Anyway, Mark the Frog, when aren't in 2024, don't they say that's going to be on the rec? They've already started the rec process to try to get the, to get it on the ballot?
In Canada, we can get the weed since 2018, recreationally.
Yeah.
Rec.
How much does an eighth cost in Canada at the dispensary?
Under $30.
Yeah, it's about 30, 35, 40 here in Florida.
Yeah, you can get it for $25 sometimes, pretty right. Good stuff. About 25% THC.
Yeah, it's about what it is here.
$200 an ounce.
$200 an ounce for 25% THC. All right, Mark.
My local, I got my local weed dealer. He brings me an ounce for $120.
Yeah, well,
Jesus,
that's fucking dirt cheap.
It's good stuff too. I don't have to go, you know, to the weed store.
All right, my friend. Well, Mark the Frog, I got other people that are trying to talk to my superstar ass, so I'm gonna have to let you go.
So love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Quarter, 25% his. Miz, hello.
Oh. Bubba.
Yeah.
It's all gimmicked up. How you doing, brother?
Who's it?
All gimmicked up.
It's all gimmicked up.
Hey, all gimmicked up. How are you?
Good. I just want to thank the Merge Creek for helping me out on that replacement lid for my 32-ounce.
Merge Creek is like...
the shiz.
She's the shit, man. And she like... yeah. Like she gets, like she had like 5 or 6 flag orders yesterday, man. And she was like, I got to go to the airport immediately. Like, I got to go. I got to go. I'm like, God dang.
Airport.
She's amazing. We exchanged several emails and I gave up. And they actually, and then the next day I got the lid in the mail and I'm so happy.
I'm going to tell you what Merch Crick had got a hold of. We were having some lid issues with them. And the Merch Crick got a hold of Arctic. For real, the Merch Crick got a hold of Arctic and got like 15 lids for free, but she was able to show how many we've bought, you know, and they were like, you know, she got a hold of some customer rep that sent her like 10 or 15 free lids for people that have had, you know, a defective lid. And I think this awesome. Is one of the guy, and she got her, I mean,
yeah,
it may have taken a while, but she got it to you, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah. Bubba, today's my son's birthday. He's 12, and he has listened to you since he was in kindergarten. He loves you.
What a great parent. What's that little son bitch's name?
His name's Christian.
Is he listening right now?
No, he's in school, but today's his birthday, and I'll be picking him up soon. I want him to hear the replay. If he could,
Well, happy 12th birthday, Christian. Is his name Christian?
Yes, sir.
Happy 12th birthday, Christian. Let me give a little happy birthday to Christian.
Happy birthday, Christian.
Oh, Anna, it would be so great coming from
happy birthday, Christian.
Oh, one more time.
Happy birthday, Christian.
Let's.
Thank you, guys.
Blitz.
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 Don't be a dick.
Blitz, it's for a kid.
For Christian?
Yes.
For your birthday, go to www.pornhub.com.
I love it.
See you later, buddy.
See you, buddy.
He's already got that like bookmarked.
Christian's like, dear Blitz, way to be behind the times there, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Been jacking it since 10 over there.
He said, I've seen every video on there already twice.
Yeah. I caught Tyler one time.
Oh.
I was looking at his history deal. He was like, I don't know, maybe 14.
Did the videos he watched change the way you
it was actually quite funny because it was he was looking at some Bree Olson stuff, and so I embarrassed him. I said, hey Tyler, you know, have you ever heard of Bree Olson? He's like, who? I go, Bree Olson. He goes, no. I go, the girl that you've been looking at your computer, that blonde. And he just looked at me. I go, I said, no big deal, buddy. But I had her in the studio one time, and she had a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
And he just walked. He was like left. Like, he just left. He just left. He like just walked out.
Like now?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You got an aw shit.
I mean, what happens if Blitz, whatever, you're jerking your shit to, and then your dad went and said, Chris, and like you're like, yeah, dad, and he goes, you know that dark haired chick that you're jacking off to? I met her one time.
Well, that kind of is how it happened.
What do you mean?
So my dad, one of his jobs for this company he worked for was to, like, they would bring, you know, they would do the big stereo things at like the Bayfront Center.
Oh yeah, yeah. Remember big that? Stereo competitions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as part of that, these big companies would bring in like Playboy Playmates and
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, they bring in hot models and stuff.
All the time. That was like what they did. Well, he was like one of the people in charge of bringing them in and like making sure they were all set up and blah, blah, blah. So they'd give him like signed magazines of their centerfolds and stuff. Well, I found them when I was young.
Oh.
So
you're like,
So yeah, he caught me like
you're
going
jerking
through
it, and he's like, "Man, I met her 3 weeks ago when we had Stereorama 96."
Well, yeah, all the magazines were like signed to him and stuff, and I was like, "I didn't care." Yeah. Still nude chicks.
Hold on, you're jerking off to shit signed to your dad. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, it was still a Playboy.
No, hell yeah. Man, how back in the day, man, when you had to primitive jerk, like right now, man, like if you're a boy, you're starting to hit your sexual prime here, 14, 15, you're in prime jerking. Listen, I'm not trying to talk creepy here. I'm talking as a man that went through this phase, and we all of us men,
yep,
for the most part, go through this phase, and we start jerking about 12, 13. And back in the day, I hate to be fucking Johnny Old Pants here, but back in the day, man, it was a real primitive jerk. It was like you just had to look at like a JCPenney catalog.
The Sunday Kmart ads where they're in the bras.
Yeah, like Sears. Something. Yeah, like, you know, there was no. So then towards when I was 16, 17, VCRs came out. And you could go down to. Well, I couldn't because I was 16, but you could get a friend like who had an older brother. And there was a place called, I forget what it was called, the Movie Center, or I don't know what the fucking place it was called. But at Blitz Memory, they used to have place like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
But it was like mom and pop.
With the back room.
And then they had a back room. Well, your buddy's brother would go get a tape, would go rent a tape. And they were like $3 a day or something. They were pretty expensive. And he would get it, and he would jerk off to it.
$2 charge if you don't rewind it.
Yeah. Be kind. Please rewind.
Yeah.
And then he'd give it to his brother, and his brother would jerk. And then he'd give it to you, and you'd jerk. But you only got like a day or two of jerking because you can only have it out for a couple days.
Yeah.
And where I was getting my jerk tapes from is I cost me $1. So you give the guy $1 and he give you a jerk tape. You'd have to like strategically jerk when your parents weren't home because there was only usually one VCR.
Yeah, my dad was repairing them, so I had multiple so I could hook up two and record the shit.
Oh, you fucking pirater.
Fuck yeah.
Then you could go and sell that.
I didn't do that.
You should have.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Would have paid top dollar for that shit. $10. You don't understand, man. $10 was a lot of money.
Dude, those porns back then were like $60 a piece. Like, they were expensive.
So you get this tape, and my friend, I'm not even this, but his first name was Tom, and I get the tape. Like, he'd give it to me at school. Not Tom B. He lived in Maine. I'm not even telling you his last name, because it's a pretty distinctive, weird last name. His name was Tom.
Okay.
And I would get the tape, and I'd give him $1, and I have to bring it back to him the next day because he already had a couple dudes lined up for it.
That is disgusting.
No, Anna, we didn't come on the tape. We just, you know.
I know, but just thinking about it.
But, like, Tom would say, like, hey, fast forward. Like, he'd have these, like.
It'd be, like, go the timestamps.
Yeah, he'd go, like, go to 24:15.
You see some hot jogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't care that the chick is jogging first and the guy drives around in the car and sees her.
You don't have time for that.
Fuck all
you
that.
You know, I don't have time for opening credits and establish a storyline.
Yeah, back in the day, man, you remember porns would be like an hour long.
Yeah.
And like, you know, 6 minutes of that was fucking.
Right. The other thing was some stupid fucking story.
Yeah.
Hey, Janice, I heard your refrigerator broke down. I'm the repairman.
Yeah.
Oh, repairman, come into here.
But it wouldn't
he
be
starts
like
tinkering
quick.
Around, and then he's like,
yeah,
well,
he would
know.
Actually fix the refrigerator first. They would show you
yeah.
how,
so
how
bizarre.
To, get, and then, how to you know, get the ice machine working.
And then why would they do that? Because obviously they're marketing towards men, and men don't care about a storyline.
I don't know.
They just
thought
they know how to fix your fridge.
Actually, I think that federal law had, they had to have a story.
Oh, in order to sell it?
Yeah, yeah. Because they were actual real movies.
It was a theatrical production.
With actors.
Yeah, like they had rules on it.
It
like,
was
you know,
cinema, theater.
You're right. Like they had rules like you could only have a certain amount of minutes of fucking. Like, you know, and within
it was
like,
a
you
fuck
know.
Fuck timer?
Yeah. Yeah. But Tom would tell you where the fucking was. So you could be like, hey, 24:15. That's where you want to start it. I'd be like, okay. You'd run home. You only had about an hour.
To jerk.
But yeah, because your mom and your sister and everybody else fucking started coming home about 4:30 or so. So, you know, that's if you weren't during football season. I mean, if it was during football season, you just had to, you know, jerk, closing your eyes at night in bed.
Yeah.
Thinking about Lori Howard. Oh. Oh, I just jerked the shit out of it thinking about Lori Howard.
That's well, you know the fucking was about to start when the guy was started slapping the bass guitar.
Yeah. What? Like the background music?
Oh, porn music. Porn music had distinct cheese dick.
Oh, yeah.
Bass slapping nonsense.
Yeah. Especially like right as they're getting ready to fuck it, we just like start.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, here it comes.
And then during the fucking on, like, you could, it wasn't hardcore, it was situational fucking.
What?
So, like, it wouldn't, that you couldn't show, like, early on, you couldn't
show.
It was
like softcore?
Yeah, you couldn't really show.
It was like a tick above softcore, but basically, yes.
Yeah.
Could you see penis?
No, yeah. You could see penis, and you couldn't see cum.
Through the fucking mounds of pubic hair.
Ew! That's dirty!
So then you get about an hour to get it in. Then you'd have to hide it so that your mom didn't find it.
Right.
Then you'd have to put it in your book bag or something and take it back. And it was literally like you're dealing drugs at school. You'd be like, hey, meet me after third period down there by Mr. Gossman's thing. And by the way, there was no texting. You had to like see him on, you know.
You ever have a VCR eat the fucking tape like I did?
Oh, fuck yeah. One time. One time cost me $40.
Oh, Jesus.
Cost me $40.
It was a porno?
$20 to get the fucking tape, to get it fixed at the repair shop, and $20 to the tape, to the guy who owned the tape.
Oh, shit.
And $40. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand. Do you know, I mean, you got banned from Twitter, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for bringing
Blitz,
it up.
Blitz, don't forget my labeler.
Okay, it's right here.
Yeah.
But just last week, you got Tommy Lee posted a full nude of himself showing everything.
Yeah, you're allowed to post nudes on Twitter.
Yeah, they have like porn stars on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And I got banned. I think I've whittled it down to a few different things, but I got banned because some trolls said that I had multiple accounts within one account. And what I can gather from the little bit of news that I think that they've, but is that back in the day I had like BTLS radio, and then I had Ned at BTLS radio, and then I had 25 right. BTLS radio, and Brent BTLS radio, and Spice BTLS radio, and everybody that, you know, 20, and you know, and that was considered potentially multiple accounts within an account.
Yeah.
And the trolls, and the trolls.
Okay.
Oh, fucking, I mean, literally, you could, full-blown porn, full-blown fucking is allowed on Twitter. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, that exactly.
It just made no sense to me at all. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. All right, buddy. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. I think we're pretty much done.
Sports show at 12.
12 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sports show at 12.
The Filthy and the Babyface.
Duh, Filthy and Duh, Babyface. Perfect. Anna?
Yes?
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Spending the night at Blitz tonight?
Yes, I think so.
You guys got a little schedule, or is it kind of impromptu, yippee-o?
Well, whenever I do jiu-jitsu and it's a late class, I just usually go to his right after.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a flop house.
Yeah. Thank you.
When's that addition going to be done, Lummy? 2025, when the Howard Franklin Bridge gets done?
Yeah,
no, Howard Franklin Bridge would be done first.
Yeah, Howard Franklin, and then probably the addition.
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the most hated man on the internet movie on Netflix?
No, nope. Tell us about it.
I watched it, buddy.
No, what is it?
I just seen the part where he had he stuck the phone in the butt and the stuff like that. He should give you credit on that.
Yeah, I did.
That's the only place you'd ever hear or something like that.
Right, I did that in 07 when I was putting phones in girls' vaginas.
Hmm.
Calling the puss.
I said that he had to live.
You ever put a shampoo bottle in an asshole? Didn't think so.
You got one for me to look at, babe?
No, it was on the...
It was on the show.
Yeah, on the series. That was a butthole girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better parents were proud. Hey, Dad. I'm famous. Really? What are you doing? I'm butthole girl. Great.
She was all about it too.
Yeah,
I know.
He was like, "You want this to be taken down? Put this in your ass. I won't expose you.
Yeah, I won't be recording.
As she's on camera.
I'm in my office, brother.
Exactly.
Man, Ashley fucking greased me. I don't think Blitz and all right, buddy. Thank you. Thanks. Ashley fucking greased me at the Yankees.
Oh, the Tarpon game?
At the Tampa Tarpons fan shop. You know, the play. Like, Blitz, you know,
the
we were all.
The first place we went to, yeah.
Yeah. Lemmy, do you remember? I don't remember the context, but it was something about office or something, and I forget. Did you not hear it? Did you not hear it?
I think I was walking to the office at that time to charge my phone.
It was,
I didn't hear it.
Oh, my God. Maybe she can. Is she listening right now?
She has a meeting until 11:30.
Oh, okay. She stopped me dead in my tracks.
What'd she say?
Oh, my. I don't know, but it had something to do with I'm in my office, brother. Like, it was something organically came up. And something about office or something. She said, oh, I bet you'll be in. It was something that stopped me dead in my tracks. I grabbed her. I go, oh, my God, you just fucking dropped the mic on me, bitch.
Yeah, I think you grabbed her. Yeah, I gave her like a tiny little bruise on her arm.
No,
oh
I
my
did.
God.
Did I really?
No, no. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe.
But we can't throw that out there. No, people are going to call me an abuser.
No,
you know,
no, no, no. That, what I was saying is that she's like, man, I got Bubba really good. She was kind of telling me about it.
She fucking owned me.
And he looked at me and he's like, stop.
I go,
like,
you fucking bitch. I said, you fucking bitch, you locked me up. That was one of the best cuts ever. You cut me to the bone. Like that black eye on Airplane. Cut me to the bone, bitch.
Come to say hey.
Cut say hey. Cut me to bone, man. Bitch,
put a rebound on the meta side.
Best ever, huh? June Cleaver has to come in and then set those two cats straight, right?
Yeah.
Excuse and me, Blitz, serious. They're on
a speak jive.
They're on a jet, and you hear propellers. There's so many little things about that movie. That was like they're on a jet, but you hear they have propellers.
Right.
Sound effects. Little Johnny, have you ever seen a grown man naked? Whatever the shit. Honor, are you familiar with the airplane? Famous
I
airplane?
Am. Yeah. Don't call me Shirley.
I think we can get the fuck out of here. Lummy, you got a big time sports show happening.
Yeah.
Big time.
Honor, you rolling tonight?
Yes.
You
third
are?
Night in a row.
Third night.
Yeah, in a row this week. I need to get better. I'm not good enough yet.
Blitz, you jacking?
Third time this week.
Is that the vaginal whistle or the hype train whistle?
Yes.
Straight vag. The baby faced the filthy and lummy.
Oh, I got. Ashley just told me what it was.
What?
Ashley told me what you said.
Hold on. I gotta hear it because it locked me. I mean, cut me to the bone. I'm in a new spot now, man, where if somebody does cut me on a bone and you got me on a good one,
yeah.
The old Bubba would have been mad as fuck. The new Bubba's like, man, bitch, you got me. Go ahead. What was it?
So they said, I trained Bella to behave in the office. I said, all I have to say is, Bella, go to the office.
All right, so hold on. Let me just explain this. Bella's got a crate, Blitz.
Yep.
And I call it her office.
Yeah.
So I'll say, like, go to your office, and I got her trained now where she'll go to the, you know, she'll go there. Okay, so that's with the office and Bella. That's the backstory there. So go ahead. What happened?
And then
now?
She said, Bubba, should you really be teaching her about the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was all.
And so
I was,
it's so
I
many
was,
words on text.
I was bragging about how I'd trained Bella to go to her office.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley, just real snide, you know how she does. She goes, you think you should be teaching people about the office?
Yeah.
I was like, you fucking bitch. You just owned me. Sharp-tongued little bitch. I did grab her arm quite aggressively, Lummy. Did I put a bruise on it?
No, no, Bubba.
Yeah,
it's
okay. It's okay.
You put makeup over it.
Put makeup over her
arm!
Oh, my
God.
You know I'm a domestic violence. That's going to be used against me one of these days. Anna, good luck rolling.
Thank you.
Lummy, the filthy baby face. In about 30 minutes.
Yep.